Are you getting the library?
Yeah, there's probably an e-book somewhere in my library. Yeah. All right. I had to follow Mark's as well. I wanted to make sure you knew how to pronounce my name. It really is Gen. You know, that's like in general or generate. And being a double E, I kind of prefer the generate version of that. And so that's how you pronounce it. Now, if you're really stuck to the Danish, which is my background, I would have to be Gordonson because my dad's name was Gordon. So, you know, I'd have to be Ron Gordonson. Sometime I should tell you the story as to how that happened. It was kind of a Scandinavian version of the Tea Party is how that all came about. So, well, anyway, let's move on. I have a lot of information that I can show you and so forth, a lot of charts and so on, but we don't really have time to go through it. A lot of it is really a good reference, and I'll ask you to take a look at it later, download it from the website and have a chance to walk through it. But there is a mission and vision and so forth, and I should show you that. This is our mission, and I don't think there's anything too surprising for that. It's been our mission for quite some time now. I think you'll also notice that there's a lot of continuity between the various organizations and so forth. So a lot of what Howard just told you, I'm going to follow along and hopefully be in great support of it, because we're organizations all trying to achieve the same sort of thing. So just to make sure that later on, if you want to refer to the stuff that I'm going to talk about, it's down here where this arrow is pointing, right? Those are where the charts are that I'm going to be using this afternoon. So we'll wander our way through here. And by the way, here's the leadership. My picture is up there. Our current president is Jim Howard, second from the right on the side. He was unable to make it to this particular meeting and asked me to stand in for him. Gary Blank will be speaking in just a minute here. This is a little highlight of our various organization. Nita Patel is another vice president, and this is her organization. Keith Grislak is in policy and has a number of activities. Jim Look is part of our PACE committee, and you've heard from Tarek this morning. Tarek is part of that particular organization. Bob Dawson was a PACE chair last year, for IEEE USA. So we have a lot of connections with that particular part of the organization. So, here, by the way, is our annual meeting, and I'll be mentioning that as well. And we're just about to where I want to get to. So, engagement. You've already heard a lot of words about engagement and so forth, and that really is where IEEE USA is at the present time. We're really trying to figure out how to engage members, and we have a lot of tools within the IEEE USA realm, the responsibilities and so forth, that we can use to engage members. And I want to just remind you that sections are really responsible for engaging members, right? You're the local face of IEEE. So you're the folks that we look to engage them on a local basis. You know, be in touch with them, both technically and professionally, and providing that professional home that that Howard mentioned just a few minutes ago. So, what does that mean? Well, there are professional meetings, workshops, and so forth. We really want you to report your meetings using vTools. There's an L31 function, and as Greg mentioned this morning, vTools, if you're going to report it that way, why don't you just put it on the calendar, let other people know about it, and so forth. It will be very helpful. We encourage you to choose subjects that are of interest in your section, and Howard just mentioned as well what plays in Cedar Rapids may not play in Minneapolis or vice versa. There are certain things that are going on. It could be a major layoff in your particular area and you need to do something with jobs. It could be something else entirely that is going on, and we want you to pick topics and so forth that fits with that. Okay, so I thought I'd show you what is going on. I pulled the reports from 2011 the other day. VTools has a very nice reporting function that allows you to pull all the topics. Now, we didn't have a professional meeting topic in 2011, although we had a few that were actually reported that way. But we did have a non-technical, and I went through that and pulled all the Region 4 meetings and looked for the non-technical ones that seemed to fit the, you know, the PACE or professional activities environment. And here's a list of them. Okay, and so I'll give you some idea of topics and so forth that have been used. There were 23 meetings that took place in 2011, as far as I can tell. Maybe one or two you shouldn't be on here, but I think they all should be. Just judging from the from the materials and so forth that are available there. So a range of things, right? Cedar Rapids, as we know, has traditionally been a very strong proponent of PACE activity. Central Indiana, Chicago, Fort Wayne, Milwaukee, Missouri Slope, Rock River Valley, a number of them there. And then we have a few, Rock River Valley again, southeastern Michigan, southern Minnesota, Toledo, Twin Cities. Now there's a fair number of sections that did not appear in there, and we would really like to fix that problem. We'd really like to encourage you to every section to provide professional meeting opportunities, workshops, whatever it might be, to your local members. Put that local face on those activities to your members. This will give you some ideas about topics and so forth that you might use. You might even find somebody who would be a speaker for you if you just contact, look at those. The information is all online. That's part of the VTools. Okay, so where can you get some of these ideas? And one of the things that I was pushing on last year in particular was to make it easy for sections to offer professional meetings. Now, we can't necessarily make sure that we have speakers that are available for absolutely every section and so forth. Although over the years, a number of you have had Russ Harrison actually come and talk about government policy and so forth to your organizations. You continue to do that sort of thing, but that doesn't necessarily, he's not going to hit every section every year. So there are other sorts of things that are available. And so we put together some modules. They're prepackaged sorts of things. Howard kind of hinted at this earlier about this sort of activity. And so these are PowerPoints that primarily have speaker's notes. They're actually easy to pick up. You should be able to spend an hour or so taking a look at them, a couple hours, take a look at them, get familiar with them, and almost anybody can present them. And they can be very helpful in your particular section. So we encourage you to do that. Now, there's a website that's on here, and we'll get that information to you as well. So it's IEEE USA.org/volunteers/PACE/modules/default.asp. So a rather long thing, but if you want to look it up, that would be great. I don't think it's actually not linked from the rest of the site, is it, at the present time? Can they find their way there?
It actually is live, and the easiest way is Google IEEE USA PACE. You'll reach that main page, and it is linked.
Okay, great. Okay, so it is linked there. And you can see the four categories, finding a job, managing your career, employment, network, and professional development. So all of those topics are there. If you open up each of those boxes, you will then find boxes of modules, modules that are there and available for you to use. And we try and make it just as easy as we possibly can for you. Okay? Some other resources. IEEE USA offers a number of webinars. Every month there are several webinars going on. Some of them are career-oriented, some of them are policy-oriented, some of them are entrepreneur-oriented. There's quite a range of them, and you'll probably hear more about that this afternoon. You can find them at that particular under careers/webinars. The IEEE USA in Action is a online electronic magazine that we offer, and there's also an iPad app that's available for it, and I encourage you to take a look at that if you have an iPad or an iPhone. So, well, I guess an iPad. Very well done. We also have a Today's Engineer newsletter that is distributed regularly. Good information that's contained in it. I'm not sure that all members necessarily open absolutely every one and look at it, but there's a lot of good stuff in there. Government policy, if you're interested in government policy, there are ways to subscribe to emails. The Consultants Network, we have a strong Consultants Network. Steve mentioned this morning, I think there are two new Consultants Networks in Region 4 as of last year. If you don't have one, we encourage you to form one. It's an affinity group. It fits right into the MGA model for affinity groups, and we encourage you to do that. And that's where the local AICN affinity group is. Entrepreneurs Village, so if you have a group of members who are interested in becoming entrepreneurs or are entrepreneurs and want to polish their skills and so forth, we have an Entrepreneurs Village, and you can find it there. We are forming local groups of entrepreneurs as well, kind of along the lines of the Consultants Network, and we'd encourage you to form. That's not an official affinity group, but it is a group that can be formed nevertheless. So encourage you to do that. A local employment network, which is something relatively recent, and I think Gary Blank's going to be talking to you about it. Gary actually created the very first one, modeled in Rock River Valley, and has had a lot of success, and we hope to grow it beyond this. And I think everybody understands the funding for FACE projects. If you don't, you weren't paying attention during Tarek's presentation this morning. And he's going to find you money for it, no matter where it is, right? So obviously, there's a lot of opportunity in that regard. Now, there's a few more resources and so forth that I'd like to mention to you, and that is about broadcasting those professional meetings. We talked about, Greg mentioned in VTools this morning about WebEx and so forth. I really encourage you to give that a try. You reach out to members that can't get to your particular meeting because of travel reasons, or maybe they need to be home with the kids and that sort of thing, but they'll still participate. I encourage you to try broadcasting your meetings. It's not a very difficult process, and once you've done it a couple of times, it's almost a natural sort of thing. There is an IEEE USA membership development incentive, and we actually contribute $20, which is split evenly between the region and section, for every section that has growth in their membership, higher grade membership, year over year. So, Howard showed you we've seen how membership has been dropping gradually in the U.S. We want to reverse that trend, and we're actually putting money into it to change that. So, there were two sections in 2011 that did have growth, and so we contributed a few dollars to the region and also to those sections and so forth during that time. Let's see. We recognize members and volunteers through awards. They mentioned several of the awards and so forth that we give out. We have a very strong awards program. A lot of those awards are handed out at our annual meeting, which is coming up in the beginning of May, May 3rd to 6th. In Cincinnati, not that far away from this region. Hopefully you'll be able to attend one way or another. And of course, the IEEE USA website, it's a tremendous resource, has a lot of information. In fact, so much information that sometimes a little bit confusing as to how to find it, and we're hoping to make some improvements in that regard this year. Okay, so sections can help. We really need your help, and we encourage you to help us however you can. That information that I just ran through, if you could pass that on, so if you have a monthly newsletter or a regular newsletter, or if you send out emails, just include a little piece of information that talks about something that you think might be of interest in your particular sections or your chapters or whatever it may be. Remind members of their opportunities to participate in professional interests. So some of these webinars and so forth that we're putting on, if you would remind folks of those opportunities, they can do that either live, or almost all of them are recorded and they can take a look at them later if they wish. We put them into a library and make them available as well. We also have a number of e-books and so forth that they can take advantage of. And I don't know how many of you noticed that every month there's a free e-book that you can download from IEEE USA. I'm not sure how many of the members realize that it's always there, but if you would help remind them, it might help with that engagement, help them recognize the value of their membership. And then, of course, highlight local opportunities. Now, not all of those opportunities even have to necessarily be provided by IEEE, you know, or the local section. They could be something that is going on in the community, and you simply need to make them aware. Help them help become a resource to those members that there are opportunities and things that are going to help them in their careers. So we encourage you to do that. Okay, the next thing is something that's relatively new and something that I worked on last year a whole lot, and that is that those modules that that I mentioned before, we really want more activity. We would really like to see absolutely every section have an active professional program. So we intend to put some money behind it to see if money is a motivator and see, you know, I guess really if sections can actually deliver this stuff, can make it happen to, you know, help with that engagement on a local basis. So what we're doing, this is tentative rules. It hasn't been finalized yet and so forth, so I can't take off the tentative aspect of it. But hope this is what we're trying to achieve and was approved by the IEEE USA board in November. A section will receive $200 if they complete 3 successful local professional meetings or workshops during 2012. Okay, it's a pilot program that we're running. We got a number of dollars that we're taking out of our reserves and so forth to take advantage of this. The meetings may use those prepackaged modules that I mentioned before, or they could be something else that's of local interest, right? You could have a local speaker or something like that you'd like to use. Either one would be fine. Each meeting must have 20 members who participate. You could have 50 non-members if you want, but we want to make sure that you're servicing the local members, and so we want to have 20 members who actually participate in it.
But, yeah. Does that include student members?
Could include student members, yes.
Okay.
They just have to be members, yeah. Each meeting must be created and published on VTools and reported on VTools using the professional meeting category. So that's how you put the membership, you know, how many members attend and how many non-members and all that sort of stuff. But it's an easy way for us to identify which of these activities and so forth there that are going on. Okay, we want you to use the professional meeting category. And that was a change that we made in VTools actually in December of last year. Before, we'd always had technical meetings, non-technical meetings, administrative, and that sort of thing. Now there's a new category that is professional. Several years ago, there actually was a professional. It was taken away, and then we realized we really needed it back, and so we pushed on it. And now have that available. So we encourage you to use that professional meeting category. Even if you weren't going to participate in this program, we encourage you to publish your meetings and document them using VTools so that we know what activity is actually going on in the section. So encourage you to do that.
Question, Matt?
Yeah.
So with the professional category, would that be for, say, affinity groups doing contracts or something like that? Would it cover all of those? Or?
It's anything that's careers-oriented or policy-oriented, I think is the best way to describe it. So that could cover a whole range of things. But it's things that make a difference from a career standpoint. Non-technical sorts of things, but not an awards dinner or a, you know, a party or something like that. That'll fall in, we'll put those into that non-technical aspect or administrative aspect. But we really want you to non-technical meetings, and these are meetings that will then, you know, that have some professional aspect to them. Okay. We would like you to reuse the registration feature for attendees. It doesn't mean they have to pay, okay? You don't have to charge anything for it. Now, let me tell you why we want to do this. We'd like to be able to go and look at the at the attendance of these things and find out if we have the same 20 people who attend all three of your professional meeting. Or did we get 20 different people, and it's different people that are attracted to different topics, you know? Mm-hmm. We'd like to learn from this as we go through this. And this is a pilot program, and we'd like to learn just as much as we possibly can this year. So we'd encourage you to use the registration feature of it. It's easy for members to use. It doesn't take you any real extra time or anything like that, but we'd encourage you to do that. Yeah, Bob?
Is there an easy way to add registrations with that feature? We tend to have a lot of walk-in that don't pre-register for the thing.
Yeah.
And so somebody, you've got to get their names and go back in and put it in there. Is there an easy way?
I wouldn't even worry about the ones that just come to the meeting.
I would.
Well, I'd like to.
It would be that it's probably 5% of our
I agree, but I don't know of an easy way to accomplish what you're doing, and so I wouldn't worry about that. Yeah.
Set up a list at the meeting
and
allow people to register when
they want. I didn't quite hear that, Paul. I'm sorry.
Set up a list at the meeting and allow people to register when they want.
Oh, there you go. I guess you could do that. You could set up a laptop there. So. Now the nice thing, since VTools is all online and so forth, we didn't want to do something that required a lot of administrative support. PACE projects, the PACE chair, region PACE chair has to approve, the region director has to approve, and so we wanted to make it just as easy as we possibly can. So if you use VTools to make this all happen, it's all available online. We can very quickly identify which of you have done three meetings, and once you've done it, we'll do a concentration banking transfer, and it'll be just as simple. There's no project form to fill out or anything. So, Stephen?
Just to clear up in my mind, anyway, so the non-members that come to these workshops, is there any reason why you wouldn't want to track this if they become members?
We really would, yeah. Yeah, so even non-members, we'd like them to register so that we can take advantage of it, learn from it as well.
Can they register on these tools?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. So, absolutely, Ken. I don't know. You're going to give me more time? They have more questions.
Well, we've kind of blown our schedule already, so would appreciate it maybe if you could answer the questions offline.
Absolutely.
And because we are now about a half hour behind schedule, so.
I didn't put you all that.
No, you didn't put us
all his fault.
I apologize for that, but we do have a schedule to meet.